Hi, everyone, and welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I am Alex Smith, joined by Greg Cosell, senior producer at NFL Films, as we look at some of the top free agents available in this year's group. And, Greg, today we're going to be taking a look at the wide receiver position, and really the cream of the crop in that group is Alshon Jeffrey from the Chicago Bears. 6'4", a big physical player, and he's really the top player out there.
Yeah, and Jeffrey probably has everything you're looking for except vertical speed. But he's got strong hands. He can make contested catches. He's actually pretty quick at the top of his stem. He can separate. He has everything you want in a wide receiver. And you mentioned the size. He's not quite 6'4", but he plays like he's 6'4". There's a physical presence to his game, and that also makes him very, very good in the red zone. And we know in today's NFL how critical red zone touchdown production is.
So, Jeffrey, more of a physical specimen. How about from just a pure speed standpoint? We're going to look at Travis Benjamin here from the Cleveland Browns, and this guy is just a pure burner.
Yeah, and here he runs by Cody Sensabaugh in just a straight post route, runs right by him. Benjamin is really quick. He's fast. He's really more of a chess piece, a puzzle piece. You don't really want to use him as a starting receiver. But I think if you sign him, what you're getting is a receiver that can be used in certain specific situations. And, of course, you're getting a punt returner. And that always enhances value, particularly for receivers, if they can step right in and be your number one punt returner.
And another player here who's probably not a number one receiver in the league, Reuben Randle from the New York Giants. We see him at the bottom of the screen. He's always kind of been a complimentary receiver to guys like Odell Beckham.
Yeah, and I thought he'd be a better pro, quite honestly, when he came out of LSU. The Giants drafted him, I think, late in the second round. Here, obviously, makes a terrific one-handed catch. He's not fast, but I thought he'd play faster in the NFL than he has. You hit it right on the head. If you sign Randle, you have to know what he is. You're not signing him to be your number one receiver. He's not going to command coverage. He's not going to dictate double teams. You don't need a safety over the top with Reuben Randle. He's really a solid short to intermediate receiver. You need the big time number one opposite him, as the Giants obviously have it with Odell Beckham. That's what Reuben Randle is.
And Greg, over the last couple of years, the Cincinnati Bengals have had maybe the best receiving core in the NFL, and two of their receivers are set to hit the free agent market. We're going to start things off with Marvin Jones at the top of the screen, a really good number two receiver.
Yeah, silky smooth, tall, lanky, good stride length, as you see here on a vertical route. I mean, he's your classic number two, and obviously played opposite A.J. Green. Boy, Cincinnati would really, I'm sure, like to sign him. Again, he's the kind of receiver that I don't know what the market will bear because he's not a number one, but yet we know that teams overpay and think that guys can then step into a certain role. Jones is your classic number two. He can actually get vertical at times, but he's not really a burner. But he's just so silky smooth, has great hands, and can make the spectacular catch.
So if the Bengals do sign money to bring Jones back, what do they do with Mohamed Sanu, another talented player? He lines up all over the field. He can line up in the backfield. We see him at the bottom of the screen here.
Yeah, and he's predominantly a slot receiver. Here you see him on the outside, makes a nice catch with run-after-catch ability. He's a strong physical player, works very effectively in the slot. And again, you mentioned some of the things he did for Hugh Jackson in Cincinnati, because Hugh Jackson likes to do these kinds of things. We've seen Sanu throw the ball over the years, throw touchdown. He's a very versatile piece. Works best out of the slot. Again, that's what he is if you sign him.
Yeah, he's got two rushing touchdowns in his career and two throwing touchdowns in his career as well. How about Anquan Boldin here at the bottom of the screen? He's a guy, he's got a lot of mileage on him.
Sure
but
does.
When it comes to making contested catches, Boldin might be the best.
Yeah, and he's made a career out of that because he doesn't really run well. I remember being at the Combine when he ran a 4.72, and he still got drafted pretty high. But he's never been a speed guy. His game's never been about that. He's been a very savvy route runner. He understands how to use his physicality. He's strong, has strong hands, as you said, makes a ton of contested catches. I just wonder if now he's reached the point where that lack of speed and quickness is really a factor, whether he can still play at a reasonably high level.
And finally here, we look at the Miami Dolphins, and Jarvis Landry gets a lot of the headlines, but Rishard Matthews is a really good under-the-radar player. Watch this play he makes from the top of the screen.
You know, I always liked him, Alex. He came out of Nevada. I thought he'd be a solid pro. Again, you know, a lot of these receivers we're talking about, because usually the main guys, the top guys, don't get to free agency. He's a guy that I think could be a solid number two, depending on who your number one is. He's got really good size. You saw him catch the quick slant here and break away. He's an efficient player. He's had some very good moments in Miami. You know, there's times he's played a lot, other times not so much. But I think you can sign him, and you're getting a really solid professional wide receiver.
Well, that will just about wrap things up for a look at the free agent wide receiver class of 2016. For Greg Cosell, I'm Alex Smith. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And be sure to stay tuned for the rest of our film room breakdowns.